Leslie Uggams played Kizzy, the daughter of Kunta Kinte, who was full of the same independent spirit her father possessed. As a young girl, she was sold and raped by her new master and had a son, Chicken George, played by you-know-who, Ben Vereen. Her role as Kizzy won her the Critics' Choice Award for Best Supporting Actress in 1978 and her first Emmy nomination for Best Leading Actress, and it is with great pleasure that I welcome to this program Leslie Uggams. Leslie, how are you today?
I'm fine, just fine.
Tell me why you wanted to join the cast of Roots. What got you to be a part of this wonderful cast?
I actually saw Alex Haley on the Dinah Shore show. Richie Pryor had brought him on to talk about this journey that Alex had taken to trace his roots. And it sounded so fascinating. And they also talked about that a book was going to be coming out. And I love to read. And I thought, I can't wait for this book to come out. And then he also talked about a possibility of a television show. And I went, ooh, I sure would love to be part of that. And about a month later, I got an opportunity to read the script of Roots. And I was handed three different scripts of three different characters. And when I got to Kizzy, I said, oh, this is the one I want to play.
What was it about what you saw in the script that made you so connect to this particular character?
Well, the fact that through everything that she has to go through, it never killed her spirit. And she had such a wonderful relationship with her father, Kunta Kinte, that she tried to keep that journey that he went through always in the front with the new generations coming up so that they never lost where they came from and who they were, even though they had to go through situations where they weren't allowed to have their names anymore, their African names and things like that. And I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful woman, and I wanted to portray her.
What was it like being on the set between black and white cast and crew during the taping? We talk about the paradigm, the black and white paradigm in the country, but what was it like for black folk and white folk working on this set during the taping?
Well, when I did that wagon scene, when I'm a soul away from my family, it was excruciating. And in fact, I almost fainted when they said cut. But I knew Sandy Duncan, and it was a good thing I knew Sandy Duncan because I was very angry, and everybody on the set that was Afro-American was very angry. And because Sandy and I had been friends, I was able finally to forget that I was Kizzy and try to be Leslie Uggams again. And I remember Sandy saying to me, you know, when I read the script, I didn't realize how painful this was going to be, and I don't know if I would have taken this part. So it was tough when we did those kind of scenes. There was definitely, because we became who we were as the characters. It was no longer, you know, Leslie Uggams, it was Kizzy, and it was no longer LeVar, it was, you know, Kunta Kinte, and it was hard to separate it.
Take me back 25 years to your dialogue. Surely there must be some line that you uttered in that epic series that you recall that stands out in your mind.
Well, mine wasn't a line. The thing that stands out for me when I get to spit in the cup, that really brought it all home for me because Kizzy went through all of this because of Missy, who she thought was her best friend. And she finally sees this woman and she asked for a cup of water. And this was Kizzy's crowning moment of glory when I get to spit in that cup.
Share with me, if you can, what you learned personally through this journey you took as part of Roots.
Well, I think it's very important that we try and talk to the older generation. You know, we kind of dismiss our grandparents and things, and there's so much history that we can learn in just having dialogue with our grandparents and that we need to know. And it helps define who we are. And I think that was one of the great things about Roots that we learned, that is there's so much that we don't know and we should know.
Leslie Uggams, it has been an honor looking back with you 25 years ago when Roots made history, and I am so delighted you had time to come in and talk to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.